Hi there, and welcome to the podcast Lifting the Veil. I'm your host, Noelle Cellini. In this episode, I'm going to talk about two different sound therapies and how and when you might want to use these. Now, the first one is healing with targeted sound, and I actually have a whole nother podcast episode devoted just to this, and I have the practitioner on with me as a guest, Ray, and talking about what a session is like and what to expect and kind of his training and people that he's worked with and what he's helped them with. And then the second sound therapy is called Frequency of Brilliance. It is channeled sound healing from the Pleiadians. And I'm going to explain a little bit more about that and both of these coming up next. Now, whether you've listened to the podcast I have with Ray of Healing Waves Sound Therapy, and that's actually his website. It is Healing Waves, waves is plural, so WAVES, soundtherapy.com. So it will have two S's, the S for waves and then the S for sound therapy, healingwavessoundtherapy.com. But I found that with his modality, this kind of targeted sound healing, that not that it can't be used for pain. Say you have a specific pain in a knee or your back or shoulder, but that it really worked well for targeting a specific emotion or several emotions. Meaning, he gave the example in the podcast, and I think this is a very powerful example to share, was that he had a woman who had been married, and she lost her husband kind of unexpectedly, suddenly. And so, of course, she was very grief-stricken and very sad. And then she happened to meet another man and get engaged, and something happened to this man, same thing, where he died unexpectedly again. So she had a very difficult time getting through her days without crying, just being at work and breaking down into tears. So what he was able to do, and this happened during his training, was that target that sadness, that grief, and where she, remember, we're not erasing a memory, we're just helping it so that she could go through her days and wasn't crying anymore. Of course, she remembers both of these men in her life and the memories and the experiences and the time that they shared, but it doesn't loop that same emotion, that same sadness or grief over and over again. And of course, I think that she shared that she felt lighter. He said that she felt lighter after session, and I know definitely I walked out of my session with Ray definitely feeling lighter, because you're releasing, we're not going to release an emotion like happiness or joy. We're releasing those. Remember, all emotions are good. They're not good or bad. It's just we don't want the quote unquote bad ones or lower ones, such as depression, shame, guilt, grief. We don't want fear. We don't want those running over and over and over again in our body. We don't want those to be more prevalent than the quote unquote better emotions, such as ease and joy and happiness and compassion and love and those kinds of things. So I found it worked best for, and I only did it once, for targeting a specific emotion. And I did learn about Ray through my naturopath. She was the one who suggested it. And she did mention to me that she would have either people would go to Ray or she would send clients to go work with Ray. And that then when they would come back to her, when she would go to do body work on them, so either that was a lymph massage or a fascia massage, fascia release. Again, I have a whole separate podcast with Dr. Jen on fascia, which is the web-like structure coating all the muscles and organs and can get twisted. And you kind of press a little bit harder when you're releasing fascia. She said that she found after a session or a couple sessions with Ray that it was much easier when she was doing the body work, so the fascia release, the lymph massages, that it was much easier for the body to release it. It was much easier for her to get in there. Because again, and I am going to share how each of these modalities, the targeted sound therapy and then also the frequency of brilliance, how and when these came into my life. Because of course, I cannot talk about health, and I've shared this many times before, without talking about that it has to be addressed and shifted first, let go of, lifted in the mental emotional arena first, and then it's reflected in the physical body. So I'm going to share what happened in my life when these modalities then came my way. I didn't seek them out. They just kind of popped up like, hey, Noelle, I went to my naturopath for just maintenance, maybe a colon hydrotherapy session. And she suggests, you know, Ray, that she's been working with him and sends people to him, and that I might like it because she knows I'm into all this stuff. So I want to share that connection, because a lot of times people can go around and flutter around and do all these different things and they don't really experience many results or much success. Well, you can go to all the same people that I've been to and do all the same things, but it won't ever really move the needle on your health journey or see relief or pain reduction or anything like that, unless we, again, are shifting it or addressing it, lifting those veils, letting go of those limiting beliefs, letting go of those things that are simply not true that we have just picked up from media and friends and family and schooling and past lives and social conditioning, cultural, quote unquote, norms that are not really true, that are not valid, but they're not true. They're not our true, who we truly are. And so I want to share when those came up. So targeted sound therapy, just to kind of sum up what it is, you will go in and it can be done remotely. So if you're somebody who doesn't live in Chicago or the Chicago suburbs, and you want to do this, and it can be done for children and it can also be done for pets. I'll talk about that. And we talked about that in the podcast as well, but it can be done remotely. Cause again, it's frequency. Sound is a frequency and it's an energy, it's a vibration, and that goes anywhere. There's no boundaries on that. No borders, no passports, no, none of that. And what it is muscle test for kind of share a little bit, maybe why you came in or what you want to address. I had a friend who was asking me, and she said every time she hung out with certain family members, she was just always kind of irritated and just rubbed the wrong way and irritated. And she asked, would this be a good thing for me? And I said, yeah, because you share what you're coming in for, like, again, maybe this is grief, or maybe have a hard time letting go of this. Or I know Ray had shared that somebody, every time they saw a boss or somebody at work, that they would feel anxious. And so coming in for addressing something like that can help you, again, move the needle on your health journey and move the needle in terms of that same veil, that limiting belief, that thought, that emotion looping and running through your body, running through your system over and over again. This is a great tool for that. Like the friend who was always irritated with certain family members, like somebody who has a boss that makes them anxious, like somebody who can't let go of grief or sadness from a certain situation or chapter in their life. So you will muscle test your body and find out, share a little bit why you came in, what's going on in your life, what you're looking to address. Then you will muscle test your body, which emotion is ready to be released. They're on little different cards, and he doesn't show you the cards. He's just muscle testing your body, so he's getting an accurate answer. And then he will muscle test to find out where your body wants the speakers placed. So maybe it's around the feet, maybe it's around the abdomen, maybe it's around the head. Mine was a sense of feeling kind of, I wanted a greater sense of freedom, lightness. I didn't want to feel so restricted. So no surprise, mine was around the head, because that was a real mental thing of feeling kind of trapped in my current situation. And so the speakers will be different around the head. They're a little bit smaller than if they're around other parts of the body, like the knees or the feet. And then muscle test for how long your body would like the speakers there. Normally, it is about 60 to 90 minutes. It can be 90 minutes depending on how deep-seated or deep-rooted the emotion is. And it's like a white noise, so it's not a annoying tone or anything like that. Most people fall asleep and that's it. And then afterwards, he will muscle test your body. He muscle tests it at the beginning, but doesn't tell you of what kind of vibration your body is at. And then at the end, he asks again, and again, you don't know, your hand is just going up or down. You don't know what questions he's asking. And you find out that your frequency has usually raised by, it can be whatever, 50 megahertz, whatever it is. And he'll ask you, can you kind of go back and feel into that thought or that emotion that you came in for? What do you feel? And I immediately was like, I don't feel like kind of restricted anymore. I don't feel like crying. It doesn't bring that up. So anyway, and you definitely walk out, I find feeling lighter. And as I've said, it can help move the needle on your health journey, like then going to work with Dr. Jen, my naturopath. She can get into the body and release things, move things along, maybe that stagnant lymph that kind of the body wasn't letting her, or was real difficult to get in there. And now she can move it along because the root, which is the mental emotional arena, has been addressed, has been released. Then it trickles down and is reflected in the physical. And it's funny because this is also what happens with frequency of brilliance, the other sound therapy I have experienced. So that is healing with targeted sound. So I would definitely say it's very personal. It's for very specific. You can definitely do it for a certain pain, but it will mainly be what's on these cards is mainly emotions. There are other things on the cards. I don't know all of them. Some of them just have numbers. But it's mainly emotions. You can definitely go there for a pain because pain in a knee can be usually knees and hips represent moving forward in life or lack of moving forward in life. And no surprise that actually we have so many hip surgeries. There are so many knee surgeries. Well, because people are not really, but they have picked up veils and beliefs that prevent them from moving forward. Remember, humans are not really afraid of the unknown, but we've kind of been taught through the last few thousand years on this planet that they are afraid of the unknown. But they're only afraid of the unknown because it's hard to trust in the unseen because they've been kept from learning how to connect with the unseen, how to trust the unseen. And the unseen, the way to navigate that is through your intuition. And we know we have a very weak connection with our intuition. It's not taught. We're not shared about how to do that. We're not taught about how to speak to the ether and how to speak to the trees and the plants and the birds and how to trust in the signs and the symbols we get. We see it and may believe in it, but then 2 days later or an hour later, we doubt. We doubt the message that we just got from that seeing that animal, those repeating numbers. Or a week later, we start to doubt because it hasn't manifested yet. That is trust and faith in the unseen. So humans are not, we are not really afraid of the unknown. We are naturally curious and creators. We are not afraid of the unseen, but we don't have a strong intuition to help us navigate the unseen. And like I said, you definitely walk out feeling lighter, so it's great for that. And then physical ailments are easier to remedy after that. Whether you go to a naturopath after that, whether you get body work after that, you may find that things that you're doing, say you're rolling on a foam roller every day for tight or sore muscles. After maybe doing the targeted sound therapy, you may find that they are easier to release, that your recovery time is quicker, things like that. So before I move on to frequency of brilliance, and just to go back, it can be done remotely. We've talked about this in the podcast before, but so it can be done remotely. Somebody else would be laying on the table holding a picture of you. So you don't have to, again, live in Chicago or see Ray in person one-on-one. And it can also, same thing with Frequency of Brilliance. I had Frequency of Brilliance done for my dog, Pierre, and the targeted sound healing with Ray can also be done for pets and children. Now, of course, and we shared this in the podcast, that they wouldn't sit still, or usually wouldn't sit still for 60 to 90 minutes. This is where you, an adult of some sort, somebody who could sit still for an extended period of time, would then hold on to that child or hold on to that pet, meaning have some sort of physical connection. So it's contact, so it's traveling through you to the recipient of that. So they would be muscle testing you, but figuring out through your body what that person on the other end would need. So a small child, again, a pet, a dog, a cat, a bird, a horse, whatever, whatever it may be. Now, before moving on to Frequency of Brilliance, which is channeled sound healing from the Pleiadians, I do want to share again when these came into my life, because I think that helps shed some light. Everybody's path is different, everybody's journey is different. But again, these are not random when and how they popped up. Remember, I'm shifting something, lifting veils in the mental emotional real arena, and then these things are coming my way because then the change can be reflected in my physical body. I'm ascending, becoming lighter, vibrating higher. Remember, the purpose of humanity is to evolve. We did not come here, as we know, to pay bills and die. We did not come here to stay the same, either repeat patterns from ancestral stuff or just repeat patterns in society and our culture. We came to work through lessons and karma, and this is just the platform. This planet is just where we do it. There are other planets we can do it, where we can go to do it, but that's here. It didn't come here to live in such struggle and poverty and stress and fear and anguish. There are a lot of things working against humanity, but those things definitely in 2021 are being removed, those obstacles, so we can come here and work through karma and past lessons and healing. We can evolve. That is what we are. We are souls with a body, not a body with a soul. And the purpose of humanity is to evolve. And so if we can just focus on that, which is what is coming for us, be the opportunity to be able to just focus on that and not be so bogged down with so many other things, we can really, really, really see great strides in humanity, re-remembering their brilliance, their awesomeness, their ability to do so many things that we just have long forgotten and been able to do and tap into and re-remember. So this came my way. I first worked with Ray. It was actually when I started my podcast, and interesting story, I launched Lifting the Veil in November 2017, and as soon as I started it as the blog website, I just kept getting the nudge over and over again: podcast, podcast, podcast. But I really resisted because I was working a part-time job, because everything in my life, which had been my styling career, had stopped. Because as we now know, because I needed to start Lifting the Veil, not to totally say goodbye to styling, but it was very important for me to do this. Now, of course, I really, really understand why it was important. All this wisdom is necessary for me to share. But I was working a part-time job. I was still doing my style newsletters and all sorts of things. I just felt, ugh, I can't add another thing to my plate. Plus, how am I going to do a podcast? How am I going to pay for it? You have to, go to a studio and have somebody produce it, or you need special equipment, blah, blah, blah. So that was November 2017. But that wasn't really the true underlying reason. The true underlying reason was excuse me. And it's funny, I'm getting kind of like a raspiness or frog in my throat, because clearly it's about kind of what is a podcast about? It's about speaking your truth and sharing your wisdom and talking. It's about the throat chakra. So it's funny, it's kind of getting crackly right then, but it started. I've Ray popped up in my life as a healing modality. So I decided to keep that last part and not edit any of it out because it was good. It was showing where there was clearly a veil that was kind of had lifted. That was the veil that I lifted, enabled me to start the podcast, which enabled, and that veil ultimately is not only, yes, start the podcast, but what led me to be able to, for Ray to pop up into my life. But I kept that to show that that is a sign. Aside from the frog in my throat and the raspiness, it cut off as a recording because I am recording this podcast on my phone. I do not have any fancy equipment, a special microphone, or are recording this in a studio. So it's showing where that veil actually, it lifted it, yes, but maybe it's kind of been brought back down a little bit in my life. So I'll share what that is. So what enabled Ray to pop up into my life was, yes, starting the podcast, but what led me to start that was I had been seeing crowns, and I've shared this story before, but I've been seeing crowns for several months in my life leading up to that point. I would run into people, they would have a crown tattoo on their hand. I would see trucks with crowns on the side. It would say crown moving or crown mattresses. A friend gave me a card one time, and the woman on the front was talking about the crown in her teeth. So crowns were everywhere. Well, after a few months, I finally understood it. It just kind of clicked one day. I had that inner knowing, and it was showing me that there was a veil, that there was a limiting belief around that I thought being kind of a leader, being on stage, more being on stage and being out in front was, I was carrying the veil that I thought that that was very pompous, that I thought that was flashy, that I thought that was showy. Now, who knows where I picked up that veil? And actually, when I realized that, I was like, wait a second, that's not me at all. I like to be the leader. I like to be the one explaining things. I like to be the first one. I like to be out front. I was like, oh, that is not me. Now, I don't know where I picked that up. I didn't really do theater when I was a child. Maybe for somebody it could be where they were doing theater. Maybe somebody happened to say, you know, I don't even want to say a random comment, because as we know, nothing is random. But say a comment, it could even be from a stranger and say, oh, maybe they see them in a play and say, oh, you're such a show off. And all of a sudden we can take that and internalize that, or that becomes then a veil. That becomes a limiting belief. So it's important for us to become aware of the veils and then, of course, lift them, because that is what is keeping us from aligning with our true self, which is love, joy, health, and abundance, right? Anything outside of that shows where we're out of alignment, where there are veils that need to be aware of and then lifted. So, and I will say that lifting a veil now, like kind of this one coming back up, it's one thing to lift it. The key to lifting it is whatever way you want to visualize it. Maybe I've shared before that I may visualize myself zipping out of like a wetsuit, and I just leave the wetsuit on the ground and I walk away from it. Whatever way you envision it leaving your being, maybe it's an emotion that just kind of passes through you. Maybe it's, again, like taking off a robe or taking off a sweater, slipping off a pair of shoes. However it comes to you of letting go of it, the important thing is letting go. But the main thing, more so than letting go, is replacing it with a more aligned belief. Because if we just kind of leave it there and let go, it can be when I work with style clients and maybe we're getting rid of their favorite black top because it's pilled and beyond repair and ripped and has a stain that the cleaners hasn't been able to get out. Well, they panic a little bit because they may think, well, what else am I going to wear when I need a black top to go with something? Or those are my favorite flats. You can't get rid of those, Noelle, because I don't have anything else to wear with all of my outfits. So the important thing is to replace that veil, is to replace that with a more aligned belief, because that also doesn't make you feel so exposed and vulnerable, but mainly it gives you something to focus on. It gives you something to, if I were to take out that black sweater from that person's wardrobe and immediately be able to say, here's a new black sweater, here's a new black top, they would care less about the other black sweater that they loved and wore with everything and fit perfectly if they had a new one to go with it. So we don't focus really on what we're letting go of. That is important, but we focus more on the new, more aligned belief, on the new black sweater, on the new pair of flats that are you're going to love even more than the other because it's more aligned. So we focus more, so when I focus on that belief of, oh, hey, I really do like being sharing out there on a stage, and stage, I use that as kind of a metaphor, meaning being out there leading people, whether I'm leading retreats or I'm leading a workshop or I'm leading my own podcast. That was the belief keeping me from there, that I thought that was pompous, when in actuality, I don't. That's not the real me. I do enjoy it. So that was the real root cause, that then it was not having the resources. It was not having a special microphone. It was not having a studio to record it in. Those are all, in essence, an excuse almost, because whatever you need is already right there in front of you. Your angels and guides have already set it up for you. It just may be different than you thought. Mine was not, it wasn't the resources. Those are things I just told myself, or that I didn't have time. No, it turns out I did have time, and that it was the belief of being out there and being seen and being thought of and known, that yes, standing in my truth, that I am an expert, and I do love sharing what I know and what I learn and what I unlearn. And so that was, it wasn't the resources stopping me. And as we know, to this day, I still record my podcast on my phone with a free app and just my headphones plugged in. No special microphone, no special equipment. It has not cost me a dime, just my time and expertise. So that was what, that was how and when the targeted sound healing came into my life. Frequency of Brilliance is channeled sound healing from the Pleiadians. And this was actually channeled to a woman named Christine Day in 2000. And she doesn't actually do it. She has just trained people all across the globe to do this healing modality. And the Pleiadians are a very benevolent set of ETs. They have a very vested interest here in Earth and humanity, and help humanity again evolve and kind of re-remember with in many different ways. And one of them is, this wonderful, amazing healing modality with frequency of brilliance. And some people may kind of have heard of the Pleiadians. They come from a star system called the Pleiades, which may have also have heard to referred to as the Seven Sisters. And what's amazing about this is it uses so channeled sound, but then it also uses sacred geometry and crystals as well. Now, I didn't get to see all of it in person because I had it done remotely. I couldn't find anybody in Chicago, so I connected with a woman who in Minneapolis. And while I would have gone there, it was just a little bit far to drive for Chicago. And but if you go do it in person, from what I've gathered from people who have had it done, and what this woman who did the Frequency of Brilliance for me told me, you would lay on like a massage table, and beneath you would be put like the crystals and the sacred geometry, and then of course the sounds would come through as well. They would be doing that. Sometimes there can be light touch. Sometimes it's just hovering the hands over the body. So it's that is what is involved. There are no speakers with this. There is no, and usually a session is about an hour. I also had it done for my dog Pierre, again remotely as well. Remember, energy goes anywhere. There are no borders. There are no passports. So energy is not confined to a certain space. So doing it remotely is just as effective and a great option for many, many people. And for my dog, she said, yes, animals, I do it on animals. They respond very, very well and very, very quickly. Therefore, their session is usually about a half hour long, 30 minutes. And for humans, it's about an hour long. And this is, again, I equate this to the fact that animals don't really have ego. And kind of one of the ways, or not kind of, but one of the ways that frequency of brilliance, or not one of the ways, but the way it is carried out is it has to go through the heart. Has to go through the heart chakra first. And so the way it was explained to me was that there can be a lot of doors and veils lifting around the heart before any of the rest of the session can come through. So with animals, that's a lot easier and obviously quicker. They assimilate it quicker. So remember, they don't have as many, well, I'm not sure about this. Is this going to work? But so and so said this. Well, I read this online, but I'm not sure. I'm a little nervous. I'm scared. Remember, humans are really only born fearing two things: loud noises and falling. Everything else is an illusion. Everything else is a veil. Everything else is a fear we've picked up. We are really limitless. As I was sharing before, we are not afraid of the unknown. We are not afraid of going with the flow. We are not afraid of channeled sound therapy. Just the limited analytical ego mind can lead us to believe otherwise, especially if that is kind of where we make a lot of our decisions from versus making them from the heart. There's what we know to be true. It doesn't need double-blinded studies. We just know it to be true. Now, this came into my life to share when this popped up. So Ray and targeted sound healing with targeted sound therapy came my way once I shifted the belief about being on stage and being a leader, and so that was ready to shift things in my physical health and physical body. And Frequency of Brilliance came my way because I had started in 2020 reading the book Bringers of the Dawn. And this is a channeled book, channeled from the Pleiadians by a woman called Barbara Marciniak. Last name is spelled Marciniak. I'm looking at it from far away, but I'll double check and put it in the notes of the or in the description of this podcast. There are three other books after this, but I would highly recommend reading Bringers of the Dawn first because the other ones won't really, it'll be a little bit harder to understand. But Bringers of the Dawn is really almost like the gateway book. And I say that because my astrologer saw that I read it because I was sharing parts of it because it was just so mind-blowing, but in a good way. I'm like, oh my gosh, that explains this. And oh my gosh, that explains this. Especially reading it in 2020, it explained everything. Everything that was going on. And it was actually written or published in 92 or 93. It's just a little bit out of my reach right now. I will grab it before the end of this podcast, but it was published in 92 or 93. So once my astrologer saw that I read this book, which is really kind of this gateway book to so much, realizing our multidimensional selves and explaining so much of what has gone on in this earth, so many of these dark things, and also, but then the amazingness of humanity is explained in this book. And it really, I know people who have read it 10 times because each time you read it, just more makes sense. As soon as she saw I read that, she reached out to me and said, hey, have you ever heard of Frequency of Brilliance? And she was sharing it with me because she had read somebody's chart many, many years ago, who the woman she saw in her chart that many years before that had been in a very terrible car accident. And the woman shared that it was actually through Frequency of Brilliance that she was able to walk again, that her nerves were able to form and she was able to walk again. And my astrologer said, she said, I have experienced and done a lot of things in my life and some I'm not so impressed with, but she said this woman who had then become trained in Frequency of Brilliance offered to drive to see my astrologer and her friends and her family over an hour and drive down and do a session on my astrologer and her friends and her family. And my astrologer said to me that pretty much everybody who had a session, they really saw some amazing things happen in their lives. And she was really impressed because she had done a lot and had some things were just kind of, ugh, you know, a little disappointing. But she said this was really huge. So of course, knowing that I'm into that stuff, but it's an energy thing. It's really, people know that, yes, I'm into health and natural medicine and getting to the root cause and harmony and spirituality. It was really an energy thing because at the time I'm reading this book, Bringers of the Dawn, and what's going on in my life is I'm really shifting some big remaining veils around my multidimensional self and really how limitless we are here and all the things that humans, the human vessel, can do and what is really possible, and really seeing, oh my gosh, there's so much more. And this is pretty astounding. And so that was then, of course, ready to be reflected in my physical body. Now, going into Frequency of Brilliance, I kind of delayed on it a little bit. It came my way in the fall of 2020. I delayed because I thought maybe somebody would pop up, my angels would bring somebody my way that lived in Chicago and I could experience it one-on-one in person. And that didn't really happen. So I just looked online and connected with somebody in Minneapolis. I would have gone there just a little far to drive from Chicago to Minneapolis. And when I did have it done remotely, she just said, you know, just go lay down or sit quietly and read a book. Nothing that would interfere with, so don't watch TV, don't be on the phone, no electronical devices that would kind of interfere with what she was doing. When I had it done for my dog, she said, don't even look at him, don't touch him for the 30 minutes. She calls you, we talked at the beginning of the session, and then an hour later for me and a half hour later for my dog, she called me, we just kind of recapped what went on. So you just kind of are just kind of chill for that hour. Just kind of go and hang out, take a nap, relax, read a book, sip a cup of tea, whatever is, again, a little more chill and relaxing to you. Now, when I finally decided to do this, it was the beginning, right at the end of 2020, excuse me, in December. And I had set the intention that I wanted to enter into the new year without any other physical pain in my physical vessel. And the main pain that I had was kind of this pain at the top of my left thigh, kind of my left hip, mainly my left thigh. It was this heaviness. And now I knew what this stemmed from. I knew where it came from. I knew what veil and emotion and belief it was connected to. But it didn't matter how much I rolled on like my foam roller, it was not working itself out of my body. So I did tell her this, but of course, I kind of felt like this was a modality you could go into and just kind of say, hey, I'm open to whatever comes through, to whatever just healing my body needs. And this works on all levels, as she told me. It works on the esoteric body, on the emotional body, physical body, all levels. And so I told her about this pain, and then of course it was open to whatever else would come up. Now, I've had this done twice. So I had it done in January and then I had it done in February. And to go back to that pain on my left thigh, I knew what it was connected to. It really intensified in my life when I went to get the part-time job during my awakening, when everything had stopped in my life. Yes, I was a server, so you're on your feet a lot. That definitely aggravated it and did intensify it, but intensified because it had clearly been there for several years, the signs and the nudges to move forward with starting lifting the veil. And I wasn't understanding that. And so that stagnation, then I wasn't listening to my soul, that lack of moving forward was starting that, whether it was a podcast, whether it was a website, whether it's both, whether it's retreats, whether it's all the above, then manifested in my physical body. And now that I had moved forward with that, that's why I knew it was time, that I had done the work in the mental emotional arena to get rid of it. I just needed somebody's help, whatever modality that was, to get rid of it. And I definitely probably could have gone to see my naturopath, but Frequency of Brilliance came my way, and I thought, well, I'll use it for this, and I'll just be open to whatever else there is that my soul, my body wants. And so I will say that with both times that I had Frequency of Brilliance done in January, and then I'll share what I kind of focused on for the February session, both times, there's almost a little bit of a delay. Delay is not the right word, but that's what I'm going to use to describe it, meaning it was about 3 days after. So the first time I had it done, I woke up about 3 days later, and all of a sudden, I remember it was a Saturday morning, I woke up and I just knew the pain in my left thigh, in my left leg, was gone. And it felt like a heaviness. It felt kind of like your leg was always fatigued, and that's what it felt like. And I woke up and I was like, there it is. And I woke up with such clarity. Same thing when I had the Frequency of Brilliance session in February, clarity. I remember writing in my journal and just, it was like you wake up a few days after the session. It didn't happen for me the next day or within an hour or 2 days. About 3 days later, it was as if somebody wrote down for you on a blackboard, on a chalkboard, big, bold, clear letters, exactly what you needed to know, exactly what you needed to do. It was like you just blasted off into the other dimensions, and none of the heaviness, the struggle, the fogginess of being in 3D was there. You just clearly understood yourself and what was needed. So that's how I would describe Frequency of Brilliance, and the pain totally gone. I didn't have to do anything else. I didn't have to roll on a foam roller. I didn't have to massage it out. I didn't have to go see my naturopath for anything else. It was amazing. Now, I'm going to share kind of the second time that I had it done. It quote unquote didn't work. It did work, but I hadn't really shifted the things mentally and emotionally. And I think that's an important story to share with people, because it isn't, like I said, it isn't like a magic wand. It isn't a magic pill. It can definitely help, but they're kind of still going to have to shift things, be aware and willing to let go of limiting beliefs and veils. Now, I'm sharing that in the second book after Bringers of the Dawn by the same woman, because she is a total of four. The second book is called Earth, Pleiadian Keys to the Living Library. And I had started reading this then in the fall. And so I was reading it, I believe, in January when I had my first Frequency of Brilliance. And what's interesting is I had bought it as a used book, but I bought it online, so I wasn't able to flip through it. I try to buy used books just because I don't believe in cutting down more trees for paper. But I don't like them to have markings in them, because I like to read and do my own markings in the book. I really mark up my books a lot. They have a lot of marginalia in them. So anytime I get a used book and something is marked in it, I always take note, because everything we know is a sign and has meaning. So the only thing marked in this used book, it is the second book again, called Earth, Pleiadian Keys to the Living Library, is on page 211. And it's just yellow highlighter around this one paragraph leading to this important, and it ends on the next page, 212. And says, in the beginning there was sound. Sound began the whole thing. And in sound resides tremendous power. It opens doorways to other realities. When you utilize sound, it is quite easy to bypass the logical mind, shifting the channel by intending and being clear. And then the next part that I kind of have underlined myself, it says, sound allows matter as information that is formulating itself inside the body to find a proclamation of knowing outside of the body. You can move into a state of bliss when you surrender to expressing sound, particularly through toning and chanting. And they go in to talk about how they believe humans should be toning every day, should join toning groups, how great it is for, again, helping to re-remember who you are and what you know. But I have the one part outlined myself, because it said it allows the information formulating itself inside the body to find a way of knowing outside of the body. That's how I would describe frequency of brilliance. Like somebody wrote on a chalkboard in big, bold, clear lettering, this is what you need to know. This is what the next step is. This is what you are working on. This is what you are healing. And then on the next page, kind of again where the highlighted, whoever had this before me, it ends, it says that they're talking about toning, and it says toning can throw you into a collective of information where things suddenly become clear. And at this point, I had already had my frequency of brilliance, and I'm reading this and thinking, oh my gosh, synchronicity overload, clear, clear. That is how I would describe frequency of brilliance, such clarity. And then it says, it also activates your creativity, your drive to do something or to act. Then it also says here, or you can feel all of a sudden that you are releasing big burdens. Most people feel very invigorated after toning. They feel light, as if something has been lifted from them. Your body's balancing and alignment, et cetera, et cetera. So, and I will share this one last sentence. It says, the logical mind does not overlay its own interpretation of the energy because a logical mind cannot translate it as criticism or error. The logical mind says, I don't know what this is, I'll just relax. That is the key with sound therapy. Whether we use it in a gong or singing bowls or the targeted sound therapy or this frequency of brilliance, is that the ego analytical mind doesn't understand it, so it can't criticize it or stop it or think that it's an error. So the body's just able just to be like, whew, thank God, we can just let this be. We can absorb this. The logical mind does not overlay its own interpretation of the energy because the logical mind cannot translate it as criticism or error. The logical mind says, I don't know what this is, I'll just relax. This is one of the many reasons I said to him, I've always thought sound therapy is that sound that we just know the very, very, very tip. We don't even know the tip of the iceberg. We just know a piece that's broken off from the iceberg, that it has potential for so much goodness, for so much healing, for so much, even if you don't want to use the word healing, even as it says in this Pleiadian book here, even if it says just it brings through clarity. It helps you. It also activates your creativity, your drive to do something, releasing big burdens. Most people feel very invigorated after toning or sound therapy. All of this is sound to me, I believe, because again, it's a frequency and it is helping us to upgrade and re-remember. So all these, I've only experienced just a few benefits. I'm sure other people have done it and experience maybe some of the similar benefits, and then others. That's why I'm putting it out there, so you know what to expect, so the ego mind isn't maybe so scared or hesitant, and I'm just sharing my experience and you can take it and do with it what you would like. And I think it's great that it can be used for pets and for, again, younger children, just meaning not necessarily an adult. And I did, as a side note, when I had some cords cut when I first went to work at the health food restaurant during my awakening, I connected with somebody to clear some cords for me, which was very powerful. And she had started doing it on animals first. And after my session, a week later, I had her work with my dog. And she picked up, she said, was he a rescue? And I said, yeah, pretty much. I mean, not like abandoned on the side of the road, but she said, oh no. She said, I got him at a place called Lamb's Farm here in the suburbs of Chicago. And she said, oh no. She said, he felt like he was being dumped and forgotten. And that was when he was already 12 or 13 when I had this done, about 12. So he had been carrying that through his whole life. He didn't have anxiety issues or separation anxiety, but he was carrying that in his body. And of course, what happened then in the physical, that was a few days later, I switched him to an all raw diet. Because again, I was going on my journey. He was my companion, my child, in a sense, my family. And it then change things in the physical body as well. We didn't just switch to raw, we did something on the emotional, mental plane. So I always have felt like clearing that for him was such a huge, huge part. Who knows what that could have manifested in his body. So anyway, so that was Frequency of Brilliance. So about it's kind of delayed as it kind of like trickles down. It has to make its way through all the different through the energetic body and all of that to make its way down through the physical. My mom did do a session. She did it to help improve her hearing, and she did it for, I can't remember, something else. I don't know if it was her hand or her wrist or something else. So then to share and to wrap it up, I did have a second session about a month later because I realized that I kind of had this pain that would pop up every once in a while and wasn't really going away. And I thought, nope, this is the year I'm getting rid of all this stuff. And just to go back, the hip pain, leg pain, I totally left my body from the Frequency of Brilliance because, again, I had already moved through it on the mental emotional arena. I had already started lifting the veil. I had moved through what my soul wanted me to do. If I hadn't, that wouldn't have gone away, which is what happened with my next session. And I had reached out for another session to heal something on the lower right side of my body. It felt like it was very, very, very low down. So it felt like it was like my right ovary. I knew it probably wasn't colon. I knew it wasn't muscle. It felt like an organ. It felt like in one specific spot. And it wasn't a sharp shooting pain. So it didn't feel like nerves. It felt like something like it was my right ovary. Maybe it had fascia twisted around it. Maybe it was an imbalance, something was there. So I reached out and had another Frequency of Brilliance session. And again, 3 days later, about that time, I woke up and I went straight to my journal and I just started journaling ferociously, knowing that that pain, I didn't know what to do to heal the pain specifically, but I knew that the root cause of healing it was that I was imbalanced in my life. I was imbalanced between my masculine and feminine. So that was where I didn't know specifically what to do with that. I didn't know how to totally balance my masculine and my feminine. I didn't really think that I was that unbalanced, but I knew very clearly that I had to become balanced in myself, really, really whole, so to speak. And welcome back my wholeness, and that pain would go away. So it didn't go away. It's not that, but then through some other just intentions that I set, I was able to have some people come my way that laid out specific things that I needed to do. I needed to get back out into nature. I needed to take some more time for self-care. If I couldn't be around water, then do a foot bath or a regular bath. If I couldn't be around a ton of nature, just going to a park was great. Taking time to slow down and do yoga nidra or yin yoga, anything like that. All of those things after a while started to add up. And that pain now, I will say, is 100% gone. And all of now my periods are 100% pain free. So, however way the Frequency of Brilliance helped, maybe it led me to those people. I do know the intention I set and how those people popped up. It could have also then finally trickled down once I shifted more things and the mental emotional arena and did physical things, then the Frequency of Brilliance really could have seeped in to my cells and my body. And on that, like the physical level is pretty much the last level. And unfortunately, a lot, whatever you want to say, people float around this planet and want to skip over the emotional body. Well, we can't really heal the physical body if we're skipping over the emotional body. We're not really going to get to the root. It's not going to totally go away. It may disappear for a little bit, but it will come back, or it will come back and then manifest as more than one thing. So that is We can't skip over that. It's just not, we can, but it's really not going to be the most beneficial to us. So in my notes, I just had written down when I wanted to talk about frequency of brilliance. Again, can be done remotely. It is delayed a few days, and that there is immense clarity. And unfortunately, I haven't experienced one in person to say exactly how it is, but I will say that remotely it does work. And you will feel a lightness as well in your being because, again, you're going through the heart, so you're removing veils and anything that may be any veils or some hindrances around the heart. In sum, I would say that targeted sound therapy is really ideal and great for those specific emotions that we seem to maybe have a hard time letting go of, whether it's a fear or grief or again an irritation or something we just can't seem to get over. We need a little help in that area. I would not, however, hesitate to use it if there is any sort of physical ailment, meaning that maybe somebody does have a shoulder pain and maybe you don't know the emotion or the veil that it's tied to. Still going to you because you don't know when Ray is muscle testing you, he's not showing you the cards that have specific emotions or words, or some of them, as I said, just have numbers on them. You don't know what it is. He's just muscle testing your body, so you don't have to know, well, I think it's tied to this belief. I think it's tied to this veil. I think it's tied to, I'm pretty sure it's associated with this emotion. What I'm saying is that I would not hesitate to use it for some sort of physical ailment that, as my naturopath said, using it in conjunction, she was able to really then really get things moving that she may have not been able to get in there with her hand or with maybe with cupping or acupuncture or things like that. That somebody could muscle test, that Ray could muscle test and find out what emotion it is. And as long as you kind of give him a general idea of what you are going on or what's going on in your life or maybe your past history, it doesn't have to be super deep, just again, kind of that you're under this stress or you're, ever since somebody died or somebody divorced that you've been kind of having carrying a sadness with you, whatever it may be. And that can help then ease that pain in that area, whether it's a shoulder or a knee or whatever it may be in the body. Now, with frequency of brilliance, I'm not exactly sure what the woman did who used it to, I know that she did several sessions, obviously more than one, for when she healed from the car accident and using her nerves to connect again. But and I know other people who have used it again for very extreme things and really great help with that, pets and humans. To me, it feels a little bit more like, again, it's gonna, for me, it trickled down in mainly in like 3 days. It may then trickle down in a few months or even in a few years when it's finally then ready to be assimilated. The physical body can then be ready for that. It still is helping. It still does have benefits. Even though you may not see it, it is helping in the other. We have many energetic bodies. It's not just our physical body. We have many other bodies. Just because we can't see them, they are still there. So it is helping. Things with my dog, it did help, but I didn't see a ton of improvements. He had kind of at that point had a lot of things going on. So it helped, but I remember her telling me, the frequency of brilliance woman that I worked with, that it was still helping him on his journey. While it may not have overcome the hurdles that I was hoping to remedy and to get over, it was helping him on some level. So for me, the first time I did it, again, within 3 days, my kind of leg heaviness, hip pain was gone. With the pain on my right side, it did eventually end up going away, and I know that frequency of brilliance had something to do with that, combined with then the little bit more of work I needed to do on my own in the physical by really slowing down, by really embodying more of my feminine. I know then more of the frequency of brilliance trickled down or kicked in, so to speak. So I would approach frequency of brilliance more from, yes, for more physical ailments, not necessarily targeting a specific emotion. And again, be open to it, to whatever comes through, because you're always going to feel a little lighter because you're going through the heart, and the heart is it. The heart has, remember, a greater magnetic pull and resonance than the brain. It's 5,000 times stronger than the brain. The heart is our guide. The heart is where it's at. So it's definitely helping on some level. So I hope this helps. I hope this again sheds some light on maybe some different modalities that you may have not heard of, or that spark something in you for yourself or for others, or again for a pet or a loved one. And as always, if you, wherever you're listening to this podcast, if you can give it a thumbs up or as many stars as you can, or a glowing review, that would be immensely helpful. To connect with me, my website is lifting-the-veil.com. It is not underscore, it is just a dash. So lifting-the and then another dash veil.com. Remember, if it doesn't have those dashes, it looks a little bit like lifting the evil, which is kind of what it is. And as always, thank you for listening, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.